Tonight, we venture into the farthest reaches of space, where the only bridges between souls are fragile threads of light and sound. They were sent to the stars as explorers, as builders of beacons to guide others through the dark. Yet in their isolation, they've discovered more than they bargained for, truths that neither the mission nor the heart can easily withstand. One brother, Jonas, clings to the foundation of their shared humanity, while the other, Kellen, steps willingly into the unknown. Each sends messages to the other, but these are no longer mere conversations. They are confessions, accusations, and perhaps even farewells. So now, dear listener, prepare yourself. The words you are about to hear are not carried by air or wire, but by the silent force that drives us all to seek understanding. Listen closely, for in these fractured voices lies the story of love and loss, of discovery and dissolution. Stop, Go Stop is proud to present episode 193. Turn back now.
Kellen, it's been 2 months. 2 months since we last spoke. 2 months of silence that feels like years. I don't even know if this message will reach you. For all I know, your beacon's gone dark, or maybe mine's too weak to send this out. But I need to speak, even if it's to the void. When we started this mission, I thought I understood what it meant to be alone. All the training, the simulations, they try to prepare you for the isolation, the quiet, the emptiness. But this is different. This isn't the silence of a room you can leave or a world you can come back to. It's the silence of everything. It presses on you, fills every corner of your mind, and it doesn't let go. And then there's you, out there, God knows where, doing whatever it is you're doing. I've spent 2 months trying to figure it out, Kellen. What's so important that you've stopped answering me? Is it those glowing creatures? The nebula? Your philosophy? We're supposed to be a team, Kellen. Two lights in the dark. Two anchors in this endless emptiness. But you've left me out here. Alone. Fighting to keep this damn beacon alive. Every day it's another system failing. Another part that won't hold. And I'm patching it together with scraps because I can't let it fail. I don't understand you anymore, Kellen. I used to think I did. I used to think we were the same. Different in some ways, sure, but the same where it counted. But now I don't know. I need to know you're still out there, that your beacon's still shining, that you haven't disappeared into whatever it is you found. Because if you're gone, Kellen, then what's the point? What are we even doing out here if we're not doing it together? I don't care if we disagree. I don't care if you think I'm wrong about the mission, about the beacons, about everything. Just answer me. Let me know I'm not the only one left.
Jonas, I got your last message. It took longer than I expected. Relay systems out here aren't exactly reliable, but I heard you. Angry. I can feel it in your words. The way you push at me even from across the stars. I get it. I do. But Jonas, you need to understand. This isn't what I planned either. When we arrived at these stations, I thought I knew what we were building. A network of light. A chain of beacons stretching through the galaxy. A legacy. But out here, The galaxy isn't what I imagined. It's not empty, Jonas. It's alive. These beings, they aren't just animals or anomalies. They're part of something bigger. They move with purpose, with patterns I'm still trying to understand, and the beacon, it's changed them. It's light, it's sound, it's reshaping their world. I can't ignore that, Jonas. I can't pretend what we're doing doesn't matter beyond humanity. We are past the stars that made up the ancient void. We are in the land of darkness, where there is love, freedom, peace, anything we can imagine. I know you think I've abandoned the mission, that I've abandoned you, but I haven't. I'm just trying to see the whole picture. You're focused on survival, and I respect that. Without your determination, the network wouldn't even exist. But someone has to ask the harder questions. What happens after we build it? What happens when our lights touch places they were never meant to reach? Jonas, I hear your frustration, your exhaustion. I know you're fighting to keep your beacon alive, and I wish I could help you. But you're wrong about one thing. I haven't left you. I'm still here. My light is still here. I miss you, Jonas. I miss the way we used to understand each other without speaking. I miss the simplicity of the plan, before the void stretched between us and made everything so complicated. But even if we can't agree, even if the distance feels impossible, I need you to know this. I believe in you. I believe in what we're building, even if we see it differently. And I'll keep my light shining no matter what, so you'll know you're not alone. Stay strong, brother. We're still out here together, even if the stars try to tell us otherwise.
Kellen, it's been 2 weeks since I sent my last message. I know you got it. I know you're choosing not to respond. I don't understand you, Kellen. I never have. Not fully. But this silence, this choice you've made to shut me out, it's cruel. You're out there playing God knows what kind of game with whatever you found, and you've left me to pick up the pieces. You know what it's like out here. You know how this kind of isolation can eat away at you. And yet you say nothing. You're hiding something. Don't think I haven't figured that out. The way your last messages were so vague. The way you avoided answering direct questions. I can hear it in your voice, Kellen. There's something you're not telling me, and it's big. You owe me the truth. Whatever it is, I deserve to know. We're out here together, even if we're light years apart. You don't get to decide to carry this burden alone. Whatever it is. That's not what brothers do. That's not what this mission is about. I've spent days trying to work it out. Is your beacon failing? Have you found something dangerous? Or is it worse? Have you done something you can't take back? Whatever it is, Kellen, just tell me. I don't care how bad it is. I don't care if it changes everything. You're my brother. And out here, you're the only connection I have left. Don't take that away from me.
I got your message. I've been watching it on a loop for days, trying to figure out what to say back to you. You're right. I've been avoiding you. I've been keeping something from you, and I don't even know how to explain it. When I first got here, I thought this station would be just another waypoint. A stop on the map. A light in the dark. But it's not just a station, Jonas. It's alive. Or maybe something here is. The beacon, it's not just broadcasting to us. It's communicating with them. With something out there. I've spent weeks trying to understand it. The signals aren't random. They're responding. They're intelligent. At first, I thought it was amazing. Proof we're not alone. Proof that life exists beyond us. But then, things started changing. The beacon systems, they're not failing, Jonas. They're being rewritten, modified. And it's not me doing it. I don't know if it's them or the nebula or something I can't even comprehend, but this station isn't ours anymore. It's theirs. I didn't tell you because I didn't know what to say. I still don't. How do you tell your brother that the mission we thought we understood has changed? That the beacon we built isn't a monument to humanity anymore? It's a doorway to something else? I should have told you sooner. I should have trusted you, but I couldn't. I didn't want to drag you into this. You've always been the one who keeps things steady, who holds it all together. And me? I'm the one who questions everything, who breaks the rules. But now it's too big to ignore. Too big to handle alone. I need you to understand, Jonas. This isn't just about us anymore. This is bigger than the mission. Bigger than humanity. It's something else entirely. I'm sorry, Jonas, for shutting you out. For leaving you in the dark. I don't know what happens next, but whatever it is, I don't think we can stop it.
Kellen, I don't even know if you'll see this, or if you're still you. Hell, maybe I don't want to know, but I can't stay silent anymore. Whatever you're doing out there, whatever's happening to you, it's wrong. I've seen the reports, the data you've sent back, those creatures. They're not what they were 2 months ago. Their forms, their movements, even the patterns in their bioluminescence. It's like they're mimicking us, like they're becoming something else. And then there's you. Your last video, Kellen, you didn't even look like yourself. Your eyes, your voice. There's something different about you. Something alien. What the hell are you doing, Kellen? Is this some experiment? Some grand idea you decided to chase without telling me? We were supposed to build beacons, not play God. We're not out here to create new life. Or to become something else. You need to stop, Kellen. Whatever you're doing to them, to yourself, it's not natural. It's not right. I don't care what kind of connection you think you've found or what revelations you've had staring into that nebula. You're still human. Or at least, you were. You're my brother, my twin. We were born together, grew up together, trained for this mission together. You're the one person in the universe I thought I could count on. But now, I don't even recognize you. Please, Kellen, come back to the mission, to yourself, to me.
Jonas, I know how this must look. I know what you're thinking, and I can't blame you for being afraid. I was afraid too at first. But this isn't what you think. I'm not losing myself, Jonas. I'm finding something. Something extraordinary. When I first started working with them, I didn't know what I was doing. They were so different, so alien. But they were curious, Jonas. Curious about us, about me. And I realized they wanted to connect, to understand. So I helped them. I used the beacon systems to guide them, to shape them. I gave them pieces of us. Language, movement, even emotion. And they've responded in ways I never thought possible. They're evolving, Jonas. Becoming more like us. But it's not just them, it's me too. The more I work with them, the more I feel them. Their thoughts, their emotions. It's like they're becoming a part of me. And I'm becoming a part of them. I know what you're going to say. That I've gone too far. That I've lost myself. But Jonas, don't you see? This is bigger than us. Bigger than humanity. We've spent centuries looking to the stars, wondering if we're alone, and now we have the chance to not just find life, but to shape it. To create a connection that transcends species, even biology itself. But I can't turn back now. I've come too far, and yes, I know I'm changing. I can feel it in ways I can't quite describe. My thoughts are clearer, my senses sharper. It's not just them becoming more human, it's me becoming something more. I know you don't understand yet, Jonas. I don't expect you to. But I need you to trust me. Trust that I'm doing this for something greater than either of us. And trust that I'm still your brother. No matter what I look like, no matter how far this goes, I'm still me. I just hope you can see that.
Remember, Kellen? When we were kids, Dad brought home that old radio, an antique, cracked wood, and static-filled dreams. He said it was the start of everything. The first way people reached across the void, across time, to hear each other's voices. I thought it was magic. You laughed at me, said it was just waves in the air, math and machines. But when we tuned it, turned that brass knob real slow, do you remember what we found? It was a broadcast from before either of us were born. A voice reaching out from decades ago, as if time itself had softened to let us hear. I couldn't let it go after that. I thought maybe if we listened long enough, we'd find something just for us.
I remember, Jonas. I remember sitting by that radio, spinning the dial, trying to make sense of the chaos. Voices and tones, some clear, some broken, like echoes of the world we didn't know. Do you know how they first measured time? By watching shadows, counting heartbeats, marking the flow of sand. They wanted to hold the fleeting, to pin down the ephemeral. But it's all just a trick, isn't it? The universe doesn't care for seconds or minutes. Time doesn't pass. It expands, folds, dissolves. I think about that now, out here. What we're doing, building beacons to mark distances too vast for thought, it's the same. Measuring the unmeasurable, trying to claim space with light. It's beautiful in a way. But it's also a lie.
A lie? No, Kellen, it's not a lie. It's hope. It's what keeps us human. Do you remember how Dad used to say the stars were maps? That each one was a story, written in light, waiting for someone to read it? We're doing what they did with those first radios, those first telescopes. We're reaching out, trying to connect, to matter. And maybe it's small and flawed, but it's not a lie. It's who we are.
Who we are, or who we were? I'm not sure anymore. Jonas, do you know why I've been changing them, the aliens, making them more like us? It's not just curiosity, it's longing. I wanted to see if they could feel the way we do, think the way we do, if they could dream. But the more I shape them, the more I see them shaping me. My thoughts, my body, they don't feel entirely mine anymore. It's like I'm dissolving into something else. And maybe that's what scares you, that I'm slipping away. But isn't that what the stars do, Jonas? They burn, they change. They send their light out into the universe long after they're gone.
You're wrong, Kellen. The stars don't slip away. They endure. Even when their light travels beyond reach, it still exists, still matters. And you matter, to me, to this mission, to the person you used to be. I don't care how far you've gone or what you've become. I need you to remember that.
I remember, Jonas. I remember the radio, the stars, the stories Dad told us. I remember the clock. I think I remember the clock. But most importantly, I remember us. But memories are like light. They drift, they stretch, they change. Maybe I'm not who I was. Maybe I can't be. But if I'm a light, then let me be a beacon. Let me guide you, even if I can't follow you.
Kellen, you sound so sure, so convinced that what you're doing is right. That this transformation, this thing you're becoming, is some kind of higher calling. You sound just like him. Dad used to talk like that, remember? All that grand talk about destiny, about doing something that mattered, about making a mark on the world, no matter what it cost. He was so busy chasing his greater purpose that he didn't see what it did to the people around him, to Mom, to us. He disappeared into his work, convinced that his sacrifices were noble, that we'd understand someday, that we'd forgive him for the years he missed. But we didn't forgive him, Kellen. Not really. We just learned to live with it, to live without him. And now I'm sitting here, watching you do the same damn thing. You've always been like him, you know. Brilliant, restless, always looking to the stars for something bigger. And I've always been the one left behind, trying to hold everything together, trying to make sense of the mess you leave behind. But this isn't just about you, Kellen, or them, or whatever grand vision you think you found out there. It's about us, about this mission, about the promise we made to each other before we left. We said we wouldn't lose each other, no matter how far apart we were, no matter how hard it got. We'd always be brothers first. That's what Dad didn't understand, Kellen. He thought the work was more important than the people who loved him. And now you're making the same mistake. You're my brother, my twin. You're supposed to be the one person I can count on out here. But instead, you're slipping away, chasing something you can't even explain, turning into something I don't recognize. If Dad were here, he'd probably tell you to keep going, to follow your instincts, no matter what it costs. But he's not here, Kellen. And you know why? Because he left. Because he chose his greater purpose over us. I won't make the same mistake. I won't sit here and watch you disappear into the same obsession that swallowed him whole. So I'm asking you, as your brother, as the only family you have left, come back. Come back, Kellen, before there's nothing left of you to save.
Jonas, I can't come back. You see me as lost, but for the first time, I feel like I've finally found what I was meant to become.
How strange it is that the same heavens which hold the constellations together should pull two kindred souls so far apart. The bond they shared, forged in the cradle of Earth, now stretches thin across the endless void. But consider this, dear listener. Is it folly to reach beyond what we are, to touch the unknown, even if it costs us everything? The stars will not say. They shine without judgment, embracing the steadfast and the transformed alike. A reminder that while the stars may guide us, it is the bonds we make, the lights we kindle, that lead us home. You have been listening to episode 193 of the Stop Go Stop podcast, produced by John Wunzel. From Chicago to your ears, thank you for listening. Oh.